Greetings once again, pilgrims, disciples even, walking through the book of Daniel. Just a great story as we continue to trek through Daniel chapter by chapter. Today we reach chapter 6. Episode 10 is Daniel in the Lion's Den. You may have heard of this story. Anyway, we've got a new gaggle of monks for you today. The music for the soul, Gregorian chant, powerful healing music, and a bit of a different style of chant. We've got double candles again today. The cinnamon cider is flickering and shining brightly off the wax, and the black sand beach is resting comfortably in its lounge chair and umbrella, looking out at the ocean. And how about you? Are you ready? Are you spiritually prepared for today's lesson? This helps me a little bit. That kava tea. Amen. Which tells us, yes, Pastor Bob, we are ready. And so, from our home studios in Arthur, Illinois, in the Parsonage, the House of Peace, we bring you episode 10 of the Book of Daniel, Daniel in the Lion's Den, chapter 6, verses 1 through 24. Darius the Mede decided to divide the kingdom into 120 provinces, and he appointed a prince to rule over each province. The king also chose Daniel and two others as administrators to supervise the princes and to watch out for the king's interests. Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and princes. Because of his great ability, the king made plans to place him over the entire empire. Then the other administrators and princes began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling his affairs, but they couldn't find anything to criticize. He was faithful and honest and always responsible. So they concluded, our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel will be in connection with the requirements of his religion. So, the administrators and princes went to the king and said, long live King Darius. We administrators, prefects, princes, advisors, and other officials have unanimously agreed that your majesty should make a law that will be strictly enforced. Give orders that for the next 30 days, anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to your majesty, will be thrown to the lions. And let your majesty issue and sign this law so it cannot be changed, a law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked. So, King Darius signed the law. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room, with its window open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to God. The officials went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help. So they went back to the king and reminded him about his law. Did you not sign a law that for the next 30 days, anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to your majesty, will be thrown to the lions? Yes, the king replied. That decision stands. It is a law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked. Then they told the king, that man, Daniel, one of the captives from Judah, is paying no attention to you or your law. He still prays to his God 3 times a day. Hearing this, the king was very angry with himself for signing the law. And he tried to find a way to save Daniel. He spent the rest of the day looking for a way to get Daniel out of this predicament. In the evening, the men went together to the king and said, Your Majesty knows that according to the laws of the Medes and the Persians, no law that the king signs can be changed. So, at last, the king gave orders for Daniel to be arrested and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to him, May your God, whom you worship continually, rescue you. A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. The king sealed the stone with his own royal seal and the seals of his nobles, so that no one could rescue Daniel from the lions. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting.
I'll be eating chicken tikka masala with garlic now. Cheers.
I win again, Patrick.
He refused his usual entertainments and couldn't sleep at all that night. Very early the next morning, the king hurried out to the lion's den. When he got there, he called out in anguish, Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God, whom you worship continually, able to rescue you from the lions? Daniel answered, Long live the king. My God sent his angel to shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me. For I have been found innocent in his sight. And I have not wronged you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and ordered that Daniel be lifted from the den. Not a scratch was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Then the king gave orders to arrest the men who had maliciously accused Daniel. He had them thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. The lions leaped on them and tore them apart before they even hit the floor of the den. And thus concludes episode 10, Daniel in the Lion's Den. Tomorrow we'll pick up at episode 11 with verse 25 on into the amazing bridge chapter, chapter 7. So you can look forward to the finish of Daniel in the Lion's Den and the beginning of Daniel's vision of four beasts as we get deeper and deeper into the symbolic meaning and stories of the book of Daniel. But for now, let's turn to our daily devotional from An Anchor for the Soul. Wonderful devotion. For October 29th, the theme is this: Follow Jesus. Pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? If we just could follow Jesus. First a couple scripture verses from Colossians chapter 3. Here's what Paul writes in verses 16 and 17. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. That's verse 17 that we ended with. Think of this as one of your go-to verses, Colossians 3:17. I'll repeat it again. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Our devotion. The word disciple has become distorted in our world today. It has come to mean something academic and theoretical, something abstract and philosophical. But Jesus was completely different. He was the most spiritual person to ever live, setting the example for us to follow. Would the way you live your life fit in with Jesus and His disciples? A final scripture verse from John 8:31. Jesus said, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings." Amen. Well, that concludes our Dynamic Duo daily session for today, October 29th. It's a Thursday. It's a great day. It's the day God created just for you, just for now. This is that day. You have woken up and are walking around in the very day that God would have you be in. And now the question is, would the way you live today fit in with Jesus and His disciples? That's my prayer for you. Have a blessed day. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks to everyone on the call last night. Wonderful discussion as always. And I'm looking forward to bringing you the rest of this amazing story. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.